Blog Talk Radio.
Daddy, they call hard times.
Friday's child, that's me. Friday's child, born a little ugly. Friday's child, good looks passed by. Friday's something look like nothing. Friday's child, am I?
Forget to bury.
Number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Vince in the bag.
Vince in the bag.
Vince in the gay or what?
and Vince in the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to the Friday night edition of Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host, Vince in the Bay, and I'm taking your calls. They take priority tonight. The number is 347-826-7667. An early big ups to my lovely chit-chatters in the chit-chat room. I'm talking about Goofy Bone, Metal Talk Radio, and Moses. That's one person. And I'm Vince of the Bay taking your calls, and your calls take priority. And, hey, look at that. We already have one lined up. Let's go to the phone lines and the area code 612. You're on the air.
Hey, Vince. How are you doing this evening?
Good. Cowpo, what's up, bro?
Not much. Just heading home from the airport, heading home. How's the weather out in California?
It's beautiful here, man. It's chilly. It's supposed to reach almost to freezing temperatures overnight here in the Bay. They're talking if it rains, it might actually snow in San Francisco.
No. Well,
bro.
We got 3 to 4 coming tomorrow, I guess. We still got a lot of cars in the lot that are full of snow. I had to shovel a few out tonight that were still stuck in the snowstorm. They come back from the cruise this week. A lot of cruises come back tonight and tomorrow, so we're gone during the snowstorm. There's a lot of cars still stuck in the lot that are up to their windows with snow. Then the snow hardens around the vehicle, and it's tougher to get out.
What hardens? I'm sorry?
The snow.
Oh, right, of course. Remember, kids, don't eat the yellow snow.
Don't eat the yellow snow, man. Don't eat it, though, man. Don't eat that stuff, man. No good, man.
What was that voice, dude? Was that Chief Marin?
It was bitter the buckets, man. Don't eat the yellow snow, man. Let's go eat some dog shit, man.
I'm pretty sure that's Cheech Marin. And ladies and gentlemen, right on cue, it's time for the janitor. Let's play his theme song here. Hang on.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow. Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B. Yeah, leave that in. Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, nono. Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown, cause don't make my brown eyes blue. And that's all I got. How do you like it?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Ladies and gentlemen, the Mexican. What's up, Goofy Bum?
You know, I did not come on the show to be racially profiled, but fuck it. Buenos dias or buenos tardes, all you fucking Vince in the Bay fans out there on Disorderly Conduct.
Bien, y tú?
That's how far as I go. Where's Calpo at, man?
Dude, he just dropped off, bro. I think he's afraid of you.
Little fucker. Why is he afraid? We're on the same team.
I don't know. I think he was intimidated and he left. I don't know. You know that dude. He's at the airport. He probably had to pick somebody up in his shuttle or some shit. I don't know.
You know what, Vince? Ever since the Troll Wars were dispatched and, you know, everybody fucking made millions of dollars off the Troll Wars and, you know, nobody wants to do it anymore, but... You know, Calpo's been a little bit of a troll himself. I don't know if you've been listening to some of his shows, but he's on that new feature where you could call out.
Uh-huh.
And this guy's calling fucking everybody.
Who is he called?
I mean everybody. Fucking everybody. This guy is calling everybody. Talking about we're cool, going man. To Vegas. Debbie Davis
oh,
is going to play 10 slots.
Yeah. He's going to take the whole crew, the whole BTR late night crew, on an all expense paid vacation to Las Vegas, Nevada. That's right. All the late night BTR regulars are going to be whisked away for 3 nights and 12 days at the Bellagio.
I thought it was the Venetian, but who gives a shit?
Oh, the Venetian. The Venetian, yes. Thank you. My bad.
Yeah, well.
I can't wait for that, dude. I think that's going to be awesome. But in the meantime, I'm taking your calls. It's me, Vincent the Bay. Goofy Bone is here with me. We're kicking it freestyle. It's Free Ball Friday. Today, and today only, I'm broadcasting with pants on, but no underwear.
Are you serious? Kathleen Parker is leaving CNN with Spitzer?
Yeah, bro, I know. Elliot Spitzer is now solo, bro. It's not Parker Spitzer anymore.
Oh, my
she's
God.
She's parking it somewhere else, Buster.
Who is she blowing now?
Oh, she's...
I think all the girls on the like the CNN, MSNBC, they're all afraid of Rachel Maddow.
Yeah, that dude, I wouldn't fuck with that dude either, man.
She's a hot hand right now. She's shitting on everybody.
Yeah, she's now that her twin brother Keith is gone, she's top dog over there.
Yeah, they're all fucking. They're all commies in their own little fucking way, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I'm lighting the blunt right now, Vince. I don't know if you're smoking today, but it's fucking cold outside, people.
Yeah, it's
and believe
freezing,
me,
bro.
Y'all should fucking, if y'all in the San Jose, San Francisco, Bay Area, get a fucking a winter jacket on, because believe me, this is winter today. It's an Arctic
layers,
winter. You
folks,
look outside.
Layers.
Layer yourself, people, because it's Arctic winter, and we never get Arctic winter, so our California skin is going to be freezing to death.
That's
believe
right.
Me,
but you
my,
know what?
One of my gods that just left right now, I'm going to put her on blast. Her name's Alyssa. She left right now, you know, after the last minute sex, you know, you're a little bit sweaty, so, you know, we go outside, you know, after we're done. She is fucking, I mean, completely frozen. She just, like, walked outside and just, like, froze. It's like, oh, my God, it's so cold. And then, you know, I was cold, too, but, I mean, fuck. It's Arctic winter outside, people, but bundle up.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, bundle up. Donate a Coke and a blunt at your nearest food bank or soup kitchen or whatever. They're accepting coats and blunts all season long. So, you know, help out the downtrodden in society. Put your money and time where your mouth is. I'm sick and tired of these people, these pinko commie liberal idiots on the Twitter. And they're all a Twitter about oh that Charlie Sheen. Oh, what a bad guy. What a bad guy. He caused that production because he's such a naughty, naughty man. He says such naughty things about his producer. The producer shut down the entire production, and now all those crew and cast, they're unemployed now. They're out on the street. Oh, my God, how horrible. Wah. Like they give two shits about the cast and crew of Two and a Half Men a day earlier. Come on, give me a break. And if anybody,
you know,
as somebody who's worked in the fucking industry for a little while, and worked on enough productions to know that is a transitory industry. Those people are used to working on a show, if they're lucky, a couple of years. If not, they're usually working like, you know, a pilot, maybe a season, and it usually gets canceled. They're used to, these people are used to losing their jobs and having the projects they work on canceled for all kinds of reasons, sometimes even more abruptly than this, like with no reason, just like straight up, you know, you were on for 2 weeks, you're gone now. I mean, how many shows have you seen that have come up and you're like all excited about it and it's on for like 2 weeks and then they pull it off the air because it doesn't get any viewers right away? I mean, how come people aren't getting pissed off about that cast and crew? I mean, shit gets shut down all the time and these people are used to it. They'll be fine. They're going to land on their feet. If you're really worried about people who don't have a job right now, how about the people who haven't had a job for the last 2 years? How about worrying about them? Those are the people that are in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going on 6 years, Vince, and my money that I saved away is now deteriorated. So now I'm floating abroad right now. So, I mean, you know what the thing is about this Charlie Sheen thing? I'm glad he did what he did. Because it's sometimes you just got to tell your boss, you know what, you're a fucking pussy, whether you like it or not.
And personally, I think that show should have been canceled like 5 years ago. It's terrible. It's not funny. It's stupid.
It should be
Two and a Half Men. It should be One Man, One Fag and a Half of a Man. That's what it should be called. And it's not funny. It shouldn't be labeled a comedy. I think it's trash. I think it should have been off the air a long time ago. But the fact that it goes off of the air because this asshole just pops off on Alex Jones' show, I mean, this guy shuts – they cancel the series because he said something on a radio show. They didn't cancel the thing because he got caught in a hotel room with coke and a hooker. They didn't shut down production because he got caught with a porn star. They didn't shut down production because he got a DUI. No, they shut it down because he talked shit about the producer.
Well, Vince, that's, you got to even it simple. Out, though. I mean, he had two divorces real quick. So him in the
I'm not saying he's a good guy. I didn't say Charlie Sheen was a fucking good.
No.
Model
no, I'm saying you gotta even
I'm just
it
saying,
out,
like,
though.
I'm pissed off at all the people that are crying over him. It's like, come on, dude. There's worse shit going on in the world than Charlie Sheen shutting down a production. Who gives a fuck? You know?
Well, these are these low-life idiots that Ghost says that depend on these stupid shows that don't make no fucking sense. I mean, the show is constantly a rerun, but it's rewritten if you fucking really watch the damn show. I mean, how many fucking possible things can you do for – how long did that series go on? Like 6-7 years?
Dude, I think it's almost been on like 10 years. It's been on forever, way too long. That show should have been off the air a long time ago. It's ridiculous. It's terrible. If anybody – anybody who watches that show and seriously enjoys it needs to be checked into a fucking mental institution because it is absolutely not funny.
Or thrown off a helicopter or some shit like that.
Dude, I like Charlie Sheen as an actor. I mean, I love Platoon. That was like one of my all-time favorite movies. Wild Thing, Major League. Dude, that was one of my all-time favorite movies too.
Fuck yeah.
Charlie Sheen was the man.
2003 it started. Wow. Can you believe that shit? My God.
8 years,
you know,
that piece of shit been on
the
air.
Beginning because the kid was young. You know what I mean? The kid was young, but now he's all old and fat, and he looks like a fag himself. I mean, it's going downhill. So maybe it was a good pull of the plug, I guess you could say. I don't know.
Oh, I want to apologize to Moses. I have been employing some potty talk. And I apologize. I will try to watch my mouth. As long as I'm watching my mouth engulfing your mouth, and then your mouth engulfing something else. But anyway, moving on. Fuck Charlie Sheen. Fuck one in it. I'm not gonna. Huh? What?
You stick your dick in Moses?
I would touch Moses, yes, of course. Not Moses, Moses or Moses. Just Moses. Not Moses or Moses, just Moses.
But what about Moses, Moses, Moses?
Only, yeah. Yes. Yes, affirmative. But I don't think Moses, Moses, Moses plays for the same team as I. If I'm, I might be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure Moses, Moses, Moses plays for a different team.
On the carpet side?
On the what?
On the carpet munching side?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh. Well, hey, sometimes you got to eat a duck.
In which case, Moses, 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 if you ever need, I have a videography background. If you ever need anybody to film, just let me know, honey. You and your girlfriend, I can, oh, she says she's straight. Oh, right on. Okay. Sorry, my bad. Oh, then maybe she's available.
You moved to San Francisco?
Yeah, I'm in San Francisco right now. But you know what? I might be moving again.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
I'm
on
the move.
What's that?
I'm kind of in trouble with the law, so I need to hide for a little bit. So I need to go
the best place to hide, you know where the best place to hide is? Right here on BCR. No one will find you here.
Oh, fuck, no. I'm going to be gone for a little bit. So I'm going to hide in a butt-fuck Egypt because, being...
careful out there.
Say,
they're still rioting and shit, I think.
Oh, fuck. I wish I could go out there because, I'm Mexican, so I kind of blend in with them. But if they talk to me, I'm dead. But, fuck. I wish I could go out there and start burning their fucking city down with them. These people are stupid. Hello, you got to clean up the shit after you make the party. I mean, hello. Did you learn from the Beastie Boys? I know I did. Fuck. Anywho.
Yeah, man. Or like Oakland. It's just like Oakland, though. All the pictures I've been seeing, Oaktown. Look, it reminds me of Oaktown after a fucking Raiders game. Except for fucking Libya. Like, this is where it gets kind of ugly. When it starts spreading to countries that legitimately have a hardcore tyrant dictator, that's when shit gets fucking real, dude. This dude is like scud missiling his fucking protesters. Like, he's not fucking around.
I heard he shot at the crowd.
Dude, he's got snipers. He's like blowing people away, dude. It's not going to be, he's not going to go down easy. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get uglier too. If he does come down, it's going to be bad because like his son even says, I guess his son thinks he's the next heir to the throne or whatever the fuck they have going on over there. But he said if his father comes down, it's going to be a full-on bloody war.
Well, he's not a bitch like that other fucking other guy that just stepped down because of stupid whale Ghanem and his fucking Google, let's all riot on this day. Freedom for what? I don't get. What revolution are they fucking trying to bring? Okay, if they were really starting a revolution like the Beatles song, they would have kicked down the doors, chopped that guy's head off, and show it to the crowd. Now that's a revolution.
That's how you do it, kids. If you have not decapitated your tyrannical dictator, you do not have a revolution on your hands. You're right, though. But it's everybody's got their own interpretation of what, quote, revolution is. Like, there's people that are hardcore, like, lefty commies that are ready for the revolution to kick in. And same on the right. There's the hardcore, like Ron Paul libertarians. The Ron Paul revolution is coming your way. And it's just like everybody's got their own, and everybody in between's got their own ideas about what a revolution is, even you and I, And that's the thing, is there will never be a collective, like, mobilization on any mass scale because there's too many wedge issues, too many people. When it comes down to it, when you really get down to it, what their idea of a revolution is the same thing with change or any other word. You just say change, everybody wants change. Hell yeah, I want change, because in your mind you have an idea of what sort of change, you foresee, and Barack Obama was offering that on a silver platter. He was saying, hey, let's change, you know? He didn't say what he was going to change to. I mean, what he really should have said is,
exactly.
Like, change. He's like, I'm coming out after the last bit of change you got in your pocket, you know, or that's all you're going to have left in your pocket when he's done is a little bit of change. If that, I mean, he's just basically, you know, finishing up the job that George Bush started. And it's,
you know what, the thing is that the American people, they'll listen to the words that make that they want to hear, and they don't care about the other words that he says. Oh, he could say blah 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 change. Oh, change. Oh, I want to change too. But he could say blah 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 change. Oh my God, change. So, you know, all they care about is change.
That's right. I'm gonna change into something more comfortable here.
Oh. Okay, but anyways, change. You know, it's like the Pee Wee's Playhouse word of the day. You know, fucking, you say that word. Oh, what does Barack Obama want to do? He wants to change. You know, ding, ding, and all that other bullshit. But for real, he's not going to change shit. The president after him is not going to change shit. I mean, from my perspective as being a gang member, it turned into a fucking revolutionary motherfucker that's starting to know his laws and starting to understand that this government doesn't give a rat's ass about you. They just use you for what? The tax money. How the hell can the government work without your tax money? But anywho, I don't mean to go blabber and shit. I'm just high right now. I'm waiting to go out with my friend. I just boned some chick right now. Shout out to her. And hey, can I put a plug on your show real quick, Vince?
Yeah, man, go for it.
Okay, go to www.weedmaps.com to find your local bud supplier. Yeah.
Thank you. Very nice.
That's right. I can dig it. You know what else I can dig? Hey, let's. I could dig some more calls, that's for sure. At 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm hanging out with Goofy Bone, and Goofy is just kicking it here. He just got through banging some chick, and he's getting ready to go out and get his drink on and party on. And, you know. Yeah, we're having a good time here. If you want to warm up on your Friday night, or maybe you're getting back in after a long Friday night and you want to kick it here with me on the air, feel free to join me at 347-826-7667. Anyway. Yeah, thanks, Ghost. Appreciate that. Anyway, I'm going to take a break. I'll be back in a little bit if you want to join me. Once again, that number, 347-826-7667. It's Free Ball Friday.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
We'll be right back.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay, back here with you, our Disorderly Conduct, your Friday night Free Ball Friday edition. I want to thank my guest callers so far tonight. Dr. Cowpote called in to start things off, and then we had Goofy there. Appreciate both those gentlemen coming through on this Friday night. And speaking of gentlemen, I have another gentleman here with me now. This is Metal Talk Radio. What's on, bro? What's going
on,
bro?
What's up, man?
Nothing much, dude. Just kicking it here. You know, just hung out with Goofy there. Goofy, bro, kind of puts things in perspective whenever he comes on the show. You know, he just banged abroad. He was probably listening to my show as he was finishing up with his lady. He does that. He like he'll have a lady over and listen to my show while he's banging him, and then he'll call in. Sometimes he has them call in too.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's my homie. He grew up in San Jose, my hometown. We both grew up in the same hometown. So yeah. That's my peoples.
Leo.
So what's going on with you tonight, bro?
Just got done like talking with like a shit ton of people. I got some new management for one of my bands, man. CNC Brothers.
Wait, is that the management or is that your band?
Management.
That's the name of your management team now?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the name of your band that they're managing?
We're changing it. We don't know like what we're changing it to yet.
Why don't you just change it to the name of your management? That's kind of a cool sounding name. Then they'll have like a vested interest in your band being good. It'll help spread their name too.
Yeah, but these guys, I mean, they're not really. I mean, they're good, like what they do, but there's no way that we would do that.
All right. Just throwing out ideas, bro. Just trying to get your brain molecules flowing for you, dude. The juices, the creative juices flowing, you know?
Yeah, get blood going. Yeah, thanks, dog.
Yeah, you know, bouncing ideas around. Just throwing spaghetti at the wall here, bro. This is creativity. This is art.
Yeah, just like, oh, yeah, radiating off of your voice. I know.
Anyways, so, it's Vince the Bay here, Metal Talk Radio. Metal Talk, what's the next metal show you have planned to go check out this year?
Besides Mayhem Fest, Jamboree in Ohio. I don't know if it's going to – I think it's probably in May. But, yeah, I don't have, like, all the specifics on it. But a lot of my buddies are going to Jamboree.
Mm.
Sick.
Who's at Jamboree?
Like, I set my friends on fire, I think. Who else? Attack.
Wait, did you just say your friend is on fire?
No, the band.
Oh, the band is named My Friend is on Fire?
No, I Set My Friends on Fire.
I Set My Friends on Fire. That's the name of the band.
Yeah.
All right.
It's pretty smosh.
It's what? It's smosh?
It's smosh, man. It's smosh.
Is that another
band?
Never
heard Smosh?
No, I've not heard them. Are they metal too?
Well, like, it's super mosh, you know?
Oh, got it. Nice.
Yeah.
That's a whole new genre I'm not even aware of. I should Google this, shouldn't I? I should be taking notes here.
Yes.
I can't keep up with you kids, you metal kids.
Yeah, well, you know what?
You guys are like mutating and you guys are mutating and deforming the genre. I don't even know what the hell it is anymore. Hey, what do you think of Fantomas? You like Fantomas?
For what now?
You ever heard of Fantomas?
No.
Band? Fantomas, I believe it is. You know Mike Patton, right?
No, dude, I'm sorry.
You don't know who Mike Patton is?
No.
Okay, have you heard of the band Faith No More?
Yeah.
Oh, good. We're on to something here. Okay, Faith No More, at the peak of their popularity, they had a singer, their front man, his name was Mike Patton, and he was while the band was going, Mike Patton actually had a band he was in before called Mr. Bungle. You ever heard of Mr. Bungle?
No, but it sounds a lot like Mr. Bunghole, I'm just going to say.
No, Mr. Bungle.
Gotcha.
I'll put it in the chat for you. Mr. Bungle. It's a band. That's Mike Patton's other band. But he's got a band, Fantomas, that I think you would like. It's like sort of a super group. You ever heard of the Melvins?
No. I'm sucking tonight.
Dude, if you're into metal, you should. Melvins aren't. They kind of are metal, but they're not. They're more like, they really are kind of like grunge before grunge came out. They were like sort of the forefathers of grunge. It's kind of like sludgy rock, but you know, it's kind of like considered alternative, I guess. But it could easily be considered metal. But a lot of metal people like the Melvins. You should check out the Melvins. But anyways, their guitarist Buzz, he's in Fantomas with Mike Patton and Dave Lombardo, the drummer from Slayer.
Nice.
He's the drummer in the band. And there's one other dude. Oh, Trevor Dunn, I think his name is the bass player. And they do just weird, crazy shit. They did, one of their records was like a concept, it was a cover record. They covered all of these old, like, 50s and 60s, television and movie theme songs.
No way, dude.
But did metal versions of them. It's great.
That's sick. That's something I'd check out, dude.
Yeah, Fantomas. I have that somewhere kicking around. I'll load that up and play that for you in a little bit.
People think, I'm fucking weird because, like, I listen to heavy metal and stuff, but you ever heard, like, the Cordettes or whatever? Like, Mr. Sandman and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
I dig all that stuff like crazy. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
It's totally cool.
So, what's up tonight, dude? What's up with you?
Oh, nothing much, dude. It's Friday night. I had a long week. Very, very busy. And it looks like I'm going to be even busier next week. So I have a couple of days off. I think I have one day off. I think it's tomorrow. And then I'm just really busy for another, like, week. So I'm just chilling out. I'm just taking a breather. Like, I got home late, and, like, all my roommates are gone. And I don't know. I don't feel like catching up with them wherever they are. I'm not even really in the last thing I want to do right now is drink, because it was last week. It was like a week ago. I got so fucked up on wine. Went to this wine tasting competition.
Oh, yeah, man. I heard.
Yeah, and destroyed me, dude. I got so sick. I don't want to see or touch alcohol for at least like a year.
Dude, you want to talk about fucking nasty-ass alcohol, dude. Okay, man. Grape Kool-Aid and, well, it's the fucking cheapest vodka you can buy. That's fucking nasty alcohol right there. Let's put that.
Dude, you're totally Patriot Gregging.
Are you? Seriously? Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're okay now.
Some nasty-ass alcohol is Grape Kool-Aid and, like, the cheapest vodka you can buy, like drive-through vodka. That's some nasty shit.
Crazy, dude. Wild, wacky stuff. Fantomas. Oh, it's got a weird little, like, thingamajig over the O, too. It's spelled funky. Here, it's got like a little, I don't even know what you call it, a little accent over the O.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, he's also got a band called Tomahawk. You might like Tomahawk, too. God, he's got so many fucking bands. It's disgusting. He's like a band whore.
Yeah, that I am, actually, dude. Like, I'm looking for bands all the time. I was in, like, four, but I had to drop it down until I actually realized that you can't fucking manage four bands, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But I talked to the band about, like, doing faraway shows and stuff like that. Is there anything going on, like, this big out in California that we could hit that up and then do some shows or something?
There's always shit going on in California. What do you mean exactly? Something big that you could play or something big you can check out and then find somewhere to play while you're out here? What do you mean?
Well, basically, something that we could check out that's decently big, you know? I mean, like, I don't know, some big concert or something. Something we can go to, like, before we play. So it's, like, going out there for, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We just don't want to go all the way to California to play some shows and stuff just for, like, you know, nothing.
Well, I mean, you know, the obvious thing that comes to mind talking to you is, of course, that big Metallica Big Four thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys, like, if I were you, I'd want to come out to check that out and then see what's up after you see that or whatever. You know, get inspired by that and go play a show or two in California. That's what you guys should do. Like, line something up around the same time so you can, like, make a trip out of it. I don't know.
Yeah, man. Like, what we were wanting to do was, like, go to the kickoff for Mayhem Fest and then, like, play. But none of us are ready right now. We're going to record and stuff, so we don't know, but yeah, like, we totally want to come out there, dude, but just want to find something to make it worth it, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Oh, man, they have every album by Fantomas on iTunes except for the fucking one where they do the covers of all the songs.
Serious?
What the hell? They do have one album called Suspended Animation that's got really cool cover art. It's all like Japanese cartoon style. But the whole thing is a calendar, and it's all for the month of April, which is the month I was born in. And
that's weird.
It's all for the month of April 2005, to be specific. So each song, There's 30 songs, and each song is a different day of the month. So song track number one is April 1st, 2005, Friday. Then April 2nd, 2005, Saturday. And it goes all the way through the end of the month. And my birthday is celebrated during this month. I'm not going to give away my exact
actual birthday,
but,
yeah.
yeah. But it is kind of cool knowing that I tell people what my sign I am, so, I mean, whatever. But where am I going with this? Oh, it's cool to have a record. It's cool to have a song out there on iTunes that you can download that's your birth. That's literally your birthday song.
Yeah, that is cool, man. What happened to Goofy?
That's kind of... Oh, he probably went out. He probably went out to party. I don't know. Let me check my switchboard. Hang on. I'm doing some shit here. Some stuff here. My apologies, Moses, for...
Yeah, man, we just cursed in front of us.
No, Moses is guessing that I had a Freudian slip, and my birthday is April 4th. No, it is not April 4th, but I'm going to leave it at that. Goofy's here. He's not. His hand is not raised. I don't know. I think he's chilling. If he wants to come on, he'll press 1 and raise his hand.
Julio.
Yeah, Moses, you're trying to date me, aren't you? I mean,
he wants you.
Date, find out what age I am. Not like that. All right, Goofy's back. What's up, Goof?
Oh, no, I was just chilling. I had to take another call, so I had to hang up.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
it's all good.
What's popping? What's popping, Metal Talk Radio?
Not shit, dude. How you doing?
Smoking a blunt, living the California life. What more can I ask for?
I really always been smoking a blunt.
Being a capitalist.
Yeah, dude.
Patriot Greg.
You know what? Listening to Ghost, I made hella money.
I noticed.
I'm dead serious. It's crazy.
Did you say that you made like $1,000?
Shit, I've made fucking more than $1,000 now. I made, fuck, I'm guessing almost the 3,000 mark now. Because he told me to sell off on some things and to buy oil. And I did. Right when the bell opened on Tuesday, fuck, I bought it. Boom. That shit right there alone, that was an extra 1,000 on my 1,000.
That's
so
a lot
like,
of thousands,
wow.
Dude.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But
that's fucking nuts, dude. I know how you're feeling, bro. Hey, you know, your night is still young. You just gave somebody some chick the bone, and now you're gonna go launch into your night. What's on the agenda tonight, Bone?
Well, fuck. Today I went to Charles Schwab, and of course I got me a nice little check. I cashed out my stuff, but you know when you cash out on the same day, they ask for more in their take back, their little percentage, and it's like, wow, I didn't know that. But I was greedy, so I said, fuck it, I need some money tonight, because I'm moving, so I need some. I bought a little place in Denver. It's like a little one bedroom house, but I mean, it was $5,000, man. it was foreclosed at $5,000.
Nice. Dude, it's it's like being at a 99-cent store. That's what the housing market in California is like right now. If you have a little bit of just a little bit of cash, you can fucking get a house, dude. I know cats that fuck that. He's already been foreclosed on, and he's still living in his house rent-free. He's basically like he got foreclosed on. The bank owns it. It's just sitting there empty, and he's just living in it. It's hilarious, dude.
Yeah, a lot of people doing that because they're just waiting to be kicked out because they're when they come and kick you out, you have 3 days to get out. So, I mean, see,
yeah.
You could do that.
Oh, no, yeah, he's not even there, dude. He's like not even on the radar. It's crazy.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, man, that's what's up. I'll tell you what else is up is the California lifestyle, and you're witnessing it right now, kids. You're getting a little Bay education, as I like to call it, Bay education. Tonight we're focusing on the South Bay, Goofy Bone representing, but it's all good. It doesn't matter what part of the Bay you are in. It doesn't even matter if you're in Northern California or not. We're partying tonight, and we're just getting started. This is a little what's up to the California girls who were looking good tonight, ladies. Bring it on. Call in 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. I'll be right back.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
Break your necks, trying to creep a little sneaky.
are the girls I love the most. I mean the ones, I mean like she's the one. Kiss her, touch her, squeeze her bone. The girl's afraid she drive a Jeep and live on the beach. I'm okay, I won't play, I love the bay, just like I love LA. Then it's beach and Palm Springs. Summertime is everything, homeboys banging out. All that ass hanging out. Bikinis, bikinis, martinis, no weenies. It's the king and the queenie, Katie, my lady. Look at here, baby. I'm all up on you, cause you represent California.
That's how that song ends. All right, whatever. Vincent the Bam back here with you. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'm here with Metal Talk Radio and also Goofy Bone. We're giving you a another hour of uninterrupted Bay education. Tonight we're focusing on the South Bay. Goofy Bones in the South Bay is about to go drop knowledge on the folks that who are perusing the nightlife situation down there in the Bay. Where are you going tonight, Goof? Downtown? What's up?
Yeah, I'm going downtown San Jose, a little place called Freddie J's. It's where Missionelle House used to be.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I used to go. When did that change from Mission Ale House? What's up with that?
Probably about maybe a year ago. San Jose's losing all its nightclubs. Tomb shut down. The Voodoo Club's about to shut down. And yeah, it's terrible.
That's travesty.
Yeah, I'm gonna be up
it really
tonight.
Is.
Hopefully, I can score another one. I'd like to do more. More women in one day than just one a day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know.
California girls can't get enough of the bone.
I don't know. I can't do a drive by on that fucking song you just played there, fucking Vince. I'll tell you that for damn sure. Who was that?
That's
Katie
right,
Perry?
Brother. That was Katy Perry. You're correct, sir.
Okay. All right. I don't know her music, but all I remember is they made fun of her on Sesame Street because she was showing her cleavage and shit, but, you know, the bra didn't even have no tits. So how the hell could she be showing shit that she don't have?
That's what I'm talking about, brother.
I know.
You know, I don't know what the big deal. I don't know what the big deal is with her. I mean, yes, that's a catch. She does catchy songs. I mean, I get that part, but, like, I don't think she's that hot. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd bone the shit out of her, but, I don't think there's anything that, like, you know, spectacular about her. I don't know. There's nothing that's, like, makes her stand out from any other pop teeny bopper chick. You know, I don't know what the appeal is. I just don't get it.
I'm still waiting for the answer.
But speaking of appeals, I'd like to appeal to Moses to call in. We haven't had a female call into the program tonight, and it'd be nice to have a female added to the conversation. If you want to join us, Moses, you have another hour to do so. Feel free to chime in at any time. It would be a pleasure and an honor to pleasure you and honor you on the program.
Yeah, I would pleasure her too. Triple Mo.
You can have sloppy seconds, Goofy.
All right, fuck it.
Hello?
Oh, Larry. I forgot about Larry.
Forgot about Larry.
Yeah, who goes first? Who goes first, me or Larry?
Oh, my God.
What? I think I should go first, Larry. I'm sorry, Larry. I think you're married and you're gay. So I think by default, I win.
Oh, man.
My name's Larry O'Connor.
Hey, play the one where it's like, I don't think nothing's going wrong.
Enough of the
going
theater
on around
talk.
Here.
not a whole lot going on.
That's right, Gary. That's right, Gary. I called him Gary. That's actually what I should call him, is Gary. Just, you know, just totally. If I'm going to goof on somebody, I'm not even going to say their real name anymore, even though it's, you know. But
like Vespa.
So I'll just, yeah, exactly. Vespa and, what would Debbie Turner do?
Where's Debbie?
I don't know. She's probably on the network.
You want to shut
up? No, she's probably in the hourglass of the sands of the D's of the days of our lives.
Oh, that's right. Hang on, folks. That's right. It's time for another edition of the Knights of BTR. You ready? Here we go.
I'm ready.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the Knights of BTR. This is Vince in the Bay, and these are the Knights of BTR.
That's right. Tonight on the Knights of BTR, Debbie Daly has another emotional crisis and tries to figure out what the hell she's going to do with her show, openly complains about not having a co-host, and finds some way to insult all of her callers all today on the network.
We're on the network.
That's right, Debbie. Call in, Debbie. Where the fuck is the what's his name? The nature boy. Where's that guy? He hasn't called in here yet. What the hell is it?
Oh, man. What's up? Are we going out again some more hoes or what?
You know what? I don't know. I still have another 55 minutes to go on the program, but if I'm feeling good after the end of the show, I think I might go cruise for some hoes myself down the street. There's a couple of bars within walking distance here. So I think I might go see if I can't give my little dog a bone, if you know what I'm talking about, Goofy.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, because I'm ready, man. I mean, shit, my room's already a mess. I banged one out, ready to bang another one out. I gotta do it before.
We're on the network.
Oh shit, she's here. Debbie,
the American Badass, here with you on Block Talk Radio and on the Debbie Daly Badass Network. That's right.
Oh man.
Big.
Dance.
Yeah, there you have it. That's that about wraps it up for another edition of The Knights of BTR. Until next time, it's Vince of the Bay. I'll probably be on tomorrow night and do another edition of this, but,
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the Knights of BTR. This is Vince in the Bay, and these are the Knights of BTR.
Wow. There you have it. It's Vince in the Bay. Join me now, 347-826-7667. I'm here to touch you now, live on the air. But you have to call in. The number is 1-347-826-7667. Don't be shy.
At least three pieces of space junk flying around the International Space Station, putting NASA on full alert. Here's an animation.
Nightclubs. We have it surrounded.
Yahoo.
My apologies, people. That went on way too long. Hey, Vince in the Bay. Back here with you. We got about 45 minutes to go in the program. I got the switchboard is starting to light up here. Earlier, I was the only person or the only thing lit up here, and finally the switchboard is afire. I got Blazin' here with me, Mr. Metal Talk Radio, Mr. Goofy Bone, and now I got somebody here from the area code 301. Go ahead and identify yourself, please.
Hey, Vince, this is Moses.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Moses, Moses, Moses. Pull your pants up, guys.
Oh, my God.
Damn, I just got all ready, too. I can't get naked right now.
What's going on,
gentlemen? And Moses, I got a skedaddly do. It's time to go on whore patrol. So,
there
everybody
go.
Have a good night and a good weekend. And yeah.
Imagine
right
you picked
on.
Up
Thanks,
a lot
Goofy.
Of chicks with that pickup
Thank
line.
Thank you. Very nice.
Well, I tend to be nice to them before I call them that, but I mean, shit, it happens.
Like what? Hey ho, you want to be my bottom bitch? Is that how you pick them up?
Not necessarily like that, but you know.
He doesn't use the B word. I mean, come on, it's respectful.
Let's be fuck buddies. That's all I gotta say. Let's be fuck buddies.
Or friends with benefits, as they like to say. I'll tell you who I'd like to be a friend with benefits with, Harris Faulkner.
Oh, hello, everybody. I'm Harris Faulkner, joined today by...
Mrs. Bay.
Coming up, The president and Democrats, they're hot.
And tax cuts.
So they say. You can't protest if you haven't actually read the material. No doubt. An ooh factor of 10. I was just, ew, and they're just, but you know, I'm on the other end of the fish chain. Can you eat a piranha? I'm from the South. We fry everything.
I'd probably eat that.
Yeah, it'd be good. Serve it with fries. Well, we are minutes away from President Obama arriving. Stimulus. Crucial speech on jobs, and dare we say, stimulus.
I
don't think it's really just him. I think he probably has some people. I'm Harris Faulkner, and for Julie Banderas, and we are live, flexing some political muscle to resolve a flap over Old Glory. How's your golf game? Well, golfers will tell you, it's a game that soothes the soul. Rusty, we found a place for my 5.5-inch heels, finally. More trouble tonight, just two stops as we go across America. Have a good one.
Oh, I will, baby. I will. I'm having a great one. So much better now that Harris, we had the little Harris interlude there. Now as I'm sort of stunned in my post-Harris interlude malaise, I'm taking calls still, 347-826-7667. It's Vincent LeBay. I want to say what's up to the chat room, Easy Rider, Goofy Bone, Metal Talk Radio, Moses. And plenty of guest listeners. Thank you all for joining me here on Blog Talk Radio. It's a pleasure to service you here on the airwaves, as it were. Big ups to Goofy Bone for coming through. Appreciate it. Appreciate the love. And we're going to move on here. The glory continues. We're taking calls once again, 347-826-7667. And we're going to go to the phone lines. And our good friend, the Oracle of BTR, Easy Rider, what it do?
What is happening, Vince?
Nothing much. You're catching me at a good time, man. It's Friday night. I'm free balling. I got packed switchboard here. Goofy Bones on. Who else do we have here? We have Metal Talk Radio, and we have Moses. Oh. And
my to Moses. That's all I got to say.
Ooh.
Goodness.
All right. Oh, hey.
I was going to light a fire in my room, but I put her picture up here, and it got real hot in here all of a sudden.
Wow. That's
so
I
haven't been pretty
around. Wild, man.
I haven't been around for about 2 weeks. I went down to Daytona for the race. So I spent 10 days down there.
Very nice.
And I got away from the computer for 10 days. That was a miracle.
That's great, man. Good for you, bro.
Yeah, man.
So you come back fresh and rejuvenated, feeling good?
Yeah, a little bit of sun, a little bit of vitamin D, a little vitamin C.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with Easy Rider, he is translucent. And he got a little son. Good for him. He's also the Oracle of BTR. He knows everybody. He's got the Guinness Book of World Records for most friends on BTR. He has over 10,000 friends on BTR. He is a living legend. You should all bow down and kiss his pinky finger.
E-bell.
Vince, I appreciate the ups, the reps there and everything, but it's 1,000. Not 10.
Oh, did I say 10?
Yeah, I appreciate it. I was going to let it ride, but then I figured somebody might
right. And thousands. He's got thousands, folks. Thousands of friends. Thousands.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that's good and it's bad sometimes, but more good than bad.
Yeah, with friends like me, I know how that is, brother. It's all good. I appreciate the love.
I see Goofy Bone hopped out of here.
No, Goofy Bone's here. He's chilling. He's just hanging
there. Okay, Goofy
there. Well, he's working tonight, dude. He's cleaning the shitter. It's Friday night. I mean, while everybody else is partying, he's the janitor here at BTR. Like, he's on the show to begin with.
Well, that's the first thing you do when you got a young lady coming over. You clean the shitter.
Well, no, he fucked his lady before he cleaned the shitter.
Oh, that nasty.
Now he's working now. I mean, he fucked his girlfriend. Now he's got to come to work. He's cleaning out the bathrooms and the lunch area.
The paper towel.
Cafeteria. Yeah, he cleans everything. He vacuums, and then he goes back out and he parties. He's
cool.
Gangster too. But he's got to, you know how gangsters roll. They have to have like legit jobs just to keep everything on up and up.
Sure.
So,
you have a little tax return coming
so
in,
he,
you know.
So he does. So he falls back on gardening skills and janitorial skills.
Are we talking about the same goofy
skills.
Bone here? We talking about the same goofy bone here?
Yeah. He's all yeah.
Sure, ain't like maybe a period after his name or something, like somebody's put goofy bone in a period.
Yeah. He's got a really heavy Spanish accent though.
I see what you mean, man.
Really, yeah, sometimes I need to translate what he's saying. It's really, really weird. Kind of sounds like this.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Hey, Vince, now fill me in. What's been shaking on BTR? What's up with all the wars and all the controversy? Did I miss anything?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so. No, it's been pretty quiet, actually. I haven't had... Honestly, it's been really quiet. Like, I haven't had very many big numbered shows. I mean, I still get a good steady stream of people that listen live and download the archive, but it's not as crazy as it was like at the end of December, beginning of January when it was like the troll wars and everybody was like,
yeah, a lot of action.
Yeah, no action like that going on anymore. It's kind of calmed down a lot, which is kind of cool. I mean, it's fine. It was fun, but if you want to see some troll, weird troll action going on, it's still going on at BTR, but it's during the day now when Ghost goes on during the day. That's when the BWC and everybody comes out for that shit. But
what's the BWC?
The Bill Wagner crew.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Vince. Right before I left, I seen Ghost was doing a three-hour show on there, and he does a good show. I mean, he surprises me. He's an entertainer. He I like when he starts calling people Milky Licks and uses all his little cliches there. Yeah, Milky Lick.
Yeah, exactly. Barrel roll.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Amber Crombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
But I hate to break in, but every time you play that it turns me on.
Yeah, me too. That's
okay.
Why I play.
Well, I wonder
all the time.
What he looks like. I wonder what anybody know what the ghost look like. I mean, besides looking like Casper. I mean, anybody got any
I'm thinking he's kind of short, shorter than me. A lot of people are shorter than me, but I would say maybe
chubby little fella.
5'8", 5'9"-ish.
Why, have you seen him, Vince?
No, I'm just totally speculating.
You're profiling him, okay.
Yeah, just trying to get a mental image.
FBI profile, okay.
I don't know. He's just a Caucasian guy. He's probably got, graying hair. He sounds like he's, in his, late 50s? Mid to late 50s, kind of. Probably looks like your typical aging, I think he was a hippie. To be quite honest, I think he was a hippie back in the day. He used to party a lot. And in his older age, he got more conservative and more, and now he's just playing, obviously he's playing a persona, and he kind of cracks character at times. You can kind of get a little peek into what he really is, but
I think he's just a guy who raised his kids. He just looks like a probably a normal, average guy, sort of medium build, but, you know, just maybe a little scruffy, or, you know, a little rough around the edges, but,
well, he's definitely opinionated. You know what I mean? He got that capitalist thing going on. You know, he's definitely a capitalist, and, you know, I think he does a good job at it. You know, he probably, I know he knows a lot about the market, stock market, so I'm sure he does a lot of investing.
Yeah. Oh, he does. He does. Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, oh, here, I actually have a clip of him talking about the BWC.
All I'm trying to do is get, you know, put a broadcast out there for people to learn from so they don't have to sit on their fat asses and complain that I ain't got no opportunity because my kids and all this other crap. And lo and behold,
right.
I've got, you know, Bill Wagner crew, you know, shoved so far up my anal passage. I mean, why don't you just tell them to take about 10 steps away from my freaking butt crack already, Bill?
That was when he had Bill Wagner on his show. Bill Wagner called in randomly.
I heard him right before I left. He had him on there. Bill Wagner, he was lost for words, man. He didn't know what to fucking to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
Fucking Debbie Daly won't quit accusing me of being either BWC or trolling her every time I call, because I'm just regular and she thinks I'm trolling her or something, dude.
Because you sound like you're in the age group, and
yeah.
you fit the profile of a troller hacker kid.
Well, the troller,
you sound like you're just out of high school. Just into college, maybe, or in college for a while, and you know,
right.
That's sort of you're a white Caucasian, you know, you're a Caucasian middle.
How dare you?
Income.
You fit the profile, man. You fit the profile.
No, you totally fit the profile, and you're on Skype, and you sound like you're somewhat technologically savvy, but you also sound like you could be faking, like you're not, you know, like you're. Who knows? She could jump to a million conclusions just talking to you.
That's
in like
the thing, dude. That's
two
the
minutes,
thing. I like showing,
you know,
with her, but she jumps to conclusions like all the time, man.
Well,
yeah.
You know, you get the head of the trolls. His name was Pimp Hat, and he was like he's 16 years old, and that's why, because you got that young sounding voice, and you know, I guess some people think just because you got a young sounding voice, you're a troll.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Hey, I got another caller here. Let's go to PJ Creamer. What's up, dude? Who's the, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, not much, man. Thanks a lot for having me on. I'm out of Columbus, Ohio, so I'm kind of in the thick of it all. You know, us
what's
here
up,
in Ohio,
bro?
And Wisconsin are kind of doing a little bit of battle. I'm actually preparing to go out tomorrow, and that's why I called in. I wanted a little advice.
Cool.
All right. About what?
Well, here's the thing. I'm on the Tea Partier side of the union battle. I kind of feel that these union guys are not understanding that what the real culprit here is the war, the stimulus, and failed local policies and national policies, but also global policies. This is the result of failed policies altogether. Most call me a protectionist or a constitutionalist, but I just see me as a common sense person who simply understands that if I'm going to walk out front of my door every day and fund China, it's not going to work out for me. I don't mean to go off topic on you guys.
Not at all.
I'm protesting tomorrow, so I'm trying to find a way to tell these union guys how it is.
Where are you protesting? Wait. Well, what situation are you going into exactly? Where are you protesting exactly?
Columbus, Ohio, out front of the state building. Apparently,
okay.
Apparently, the unions are bringing in out of state folks, is what I understand.
Okay.
But
all
they're
right.
going to match the state line, and what they're mad about is that they have to pay more money towards their pension because the state is going broke. The state says we can no longer pay we can no longer afford for you guys to only pay 15% of your pitching. We need you to pay at least 50%. I believe that's a stipulation in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, I know more about Wisconsin than Ohio, but it's a similar scenario. So the unions and Obama are actually organizing to where they get not only union members out of state so that it looks like Ohioans are opposing this, but they're also bringing, like, school kids in, high schoolers and things like that. And like,
he's playing the old Gaddafi trick there, you know, bringing people in from, you know, outside and making them, like, pro-Gaddafi and all that.
Well, I want to redirect their energy, because the way that I feel is that the energy should not be towards, oh, I've got to pay more for my pension, because not only do you have to pay more for your pension, but if you don't, you're going to cost my kids school teachers. You're going to cost myself possibly maybe public transportation or some other funding in some way. If you do not, if you decide to shut down this vote and stop this from moving forward in this lame duck democratic kind of way, you can call it the left or the right, the blue or the red, but I believe that they're all kind of in on the same power dog agenda. But in my opinion, in this case, in Ohio and Wisconsin, they are absolutely looking at paying for a war. They're paying for a stimulus. They're paying for the direction of failed both local economic policy and global economic policy, which says that people in India should be doing the jobs that people in America could be doing, which says that my child has to have a toy in every McDonald's bag made in China, not to mention my tools that I go and work on your, say, plumbing or something every day with. So I'm having a hard time figuring out why we sent my grandfather to shoot bullets at the Communist Republic of Korea. That's what I've got to say.
Right on, PJ.
I got a lot of stuff. Sorry, guys.
Commend you for doing
cool,
that,
man.
For standing up for your for what you think. You know, I mean, that's cool. I mean, are you taking any signs or anything? Did you make a sign up or anything?
Yeah, I'm making up a sign, and what I'm planning is I think I'm going to – and that's actually what I wanted to call in about, was to find out – I gave a hell of a lot of background. I didn't mean to do all that. But anyways, I do a lot of what I don't mean.
That's cool.
But I was going to put the Don't Tread on Me sign down below, and then above is I was going to just put Welcome to Paying for a War. My whole aim and objective, and I wanted to see if you guys agreed or disagreed with this, is to redirect their anger from – I'm going to be paying more into this pension to I'm not only screwing myself by paying for this stimulus, by paying for this war, which is finally 11 years later hitting us. Welcome to the Fourth Reich. That was only present in World War II, that the Germans got to live 5 to 7 years happily before they even began to see the effects of a war. That's the only time before that a war happened like that. Any time before that, a war happened, and you felt it right away. That was an economic disaster to go to war. So not disaster, but at least preparation. We had no preparation as a community, and 10 and a half years, 11 years later, we're still not feeling it. I'm asking these SEIU members, I'm asking these unions, what is it really going to feel like when Americans start really paying for this stimulus in this war, government motors, and, you know, what we laugh about every day when we hear this, what do you call it, conservative constitutionalist radio. You know, it's just self-proclaimed voice of Generation Y, by the way. I'm 26 years old, just to give you a perspective aspect.
Barrel roll! Anyway.
Well, I take it you were never a union member, right?
347-826-7667 is the number. No, I was never a union member. I have friends that have been the subject of a lot of humiliation, quite frankly, in a lot of ways, in more ways than one, humiliated by unions and union workers and just different the politics and the situations that they encounter when they when they're working on a job that's a unionized job but they don't they're not in the union. You know, and it's just it's there's so much bullshit that goes on, and I see a lot of it here. And a lot of, and believe it or not, a lot of the liberal states are dealing with this too, but they're doing it in a more subtle, hush-hush way. They're not calling attention to themselves like this guy in Wisconsin is. He is going out of his way to make a little media circus out there, and he's encouraging it by like this phony. He got prank called. He basically got trolled by some blogger from BuffaloBeast.com or some shit like that. And this blogger called into him and prank called him pretending to be one of the Koch brothers or Koch brothers or whoever the hell it is. And he had the governor on the phone for 20 minutes. And, you know, there wasn't anything in that conversation revealing, no sort of smoking gun gotcha moment. And it just, and in fact, the governor acted like he knew what was going on. In fact, I would almost guess that it could have been set up by the governor himself to help create more publicity and make the opposition look stupid. And I would say, you know what, you should not take that angle for sure. But I think your angle, your idea about taking the anti-war angle is great. That's the way I have always tried to build bridges with liberals and bleeding hearts and pinko commies, is the whole foreign policy anti-war angle. That's the way that libertarians and socialists or so-called progressives or whatever the hell they are, that's how the Dennis Kuciniches and the Ron Pauls of the world can hold hands on certain issues, and this is one of them. And it's foreign aid, it's foreign policy, it's basically putting an end to the warfare state. Unfortunately, libertarians want to put to rest the welfare state too, which the liberals want to hang on to. But it's fine. We'll start with the warfare state. We can cut that back. We don't have to, I'm not saying get rid of it. Like, even if you cut it in half, it would still destroy anything that's out there, all right? And we have resources that could be diverted to within our borders that could be, you know, all that money that we throw overseas to buy off countries like Egypt and to set up bases in all these countries and stuff. All that money should be diverted back into the infrastructure of this country. You take those boys out of the battlefield of Afghanistan and put them to work building bridges in the United States. How about that? What do you think of that? I don't know.
Are you talking about maybe like a George Soros Open Society building bridges to the United States?
Oh, my God. No, I'm not talking about George Soros, all right, dude? Get your head out of fucking Alex Jones land. Oh, I'm talking about fucking reality, people. Fucking come back down to reality. I know it's Friday night. It's Free Ball Friday, by the way, kids. And I apologize to Moses, who was ready to get to talk dirty. And then PJ Creamer came out of left field like fucking Han Solo shooting Darth Vader and takes her out. We had Moses all hot and horny and ready to go. She was like getting her wet and everything. And then PJ Creamer calls in and fucking gets us all limp-dicked and, you know, with his Debbie Downer bullshit.
My high's ruined.
Spoon-fed from goddamn Alex Jones. Go
man.
Back and watch. Yeah, dude. Talk
that's
about a buzzkill.
Have fun there.
Yeah.
That's all. Just have fun.
No, I'm kidding, PJ. I enjoyed your little rant there, and I'm glad you got a chance to get it off your chest somewhere on the radio. or on the internet, and you know, I have a lot of listeners, man. I mean, it's pretty slow night tonight as far as live listeners go. No offense, Easy Rider, Metal Talk Radio, Moses, PJ Creamer. But you know, we gotta the glory must roll on. But I do have a lot of listeners that listen to the podcast, and a lot of people that are patriot minded people that call into the show, that listen to the show, that chat in the chat room, that listen to the podcast, and a lot of people that think just like you, PJ. And you know what? I think a lot like you too, PJ. I definitely have probably agree with you on a majority of issues. I don't know if I'm so. It sounds granted, I shouldn't jump to conclusions, but you sound a little more conspiratorial than I am, and I love it. I think it's great. I love the conspiracies. I love thinking about how George Soros is the evil puppet master, or the Koch brothers, or see, that's the thing, is they both sides have their own versions of their evil henchmen or their boogeyman. On the left, it's supposed to be George Soros. On the right, it's supposed to be the Koch brothers. But that's not, it cuts way deeper than those entities, you know? And to me, I see no difference. I don't think there's a dime's worth of difference between either of those entities. I don't buy into left-right paradigm. I don't spoon-feed myself talking points and argue about wedge issues all day long. You know, I'm a little more complex than that, and I do go off on rants about political shit, and I definitely have an opinion like anybody else, but I don't like to veer off too crazy into. I don't like to veer off too far into crazy land, because that's, you know, that's when I start losing people. Hence, Moses, who's encouraged to call back. We have 15 minutes to go, sister. We can do this. You know, I can certainly facilitate your needs tonight, sister. Anyway, I'm here, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just tuning in, you have 15 minutes to call in and join me here. It's 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm hanging out here. It's Free Ball Friday. I'm kicking it with Metal Talk Radio. Also, the Oracle of BTR himself, Easy Rider, is here. And we have PJ Creamer.
Thanks for bringing me back on. Hey, I just wanted to ask, so maybe to switch subjects, the only reason I brought up George Soros is because I thought that's what you were talking about, was an open border society, and I'm absolutely against that. Most people call me a protectionist, constitutionalist, which I agree with in the most extreme measure. I think that that's the only foot to take off on, is to admit that in our globalist propaganda scheme of take over the world, we were wrong. And if we don't admit that, if we don't move forward in our policies in such a way, then we're not going to get back on track as far as a nation which is looking to prosper in the future. We are only going to be bought out by China. But anyways, moving forward.
No doubt, a new factor of 10.
We're taking your calls, 347-826-7667. We can talk about whatever you want. It's Vince in the Bay, Metal Talk Radio, Easy Rider, and PJ Creamer. That's Creamer. PG Creamer. Creamer Creamer.
What does that mean, Vince? PJ Creamer, do you know?
Peanut butter and jelly creamer.
Oh.
Exactly. We lost Moses. That's a shame. Like, she's not even like listening. She's not even listening anymore. Oh man. Oh well, what can you do?
If you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one.
Put it up.
And now a word from Ron Paul on the budget, the Fed, and government.
And even if we pretended that we were going to balance the budget, to me it's irrelevant. Because when we look at the figures on what the Fed did, they handed out billions, trillions of dollars. They can bail out banks outside of the process. The government itself is so out of control that I don't think anybody realizes how bad it is and how little control we have on it. So we have to do our best, and that's why for 20-some years I have been voting against every single appropriation, because I've assumed that spending is too high, government is too big, it's growing exponentially, and boy, to reverse this. It's not going to be easy. I think we only have one chance out of 10 to reverse it without a cataclysmic crisis with our dollar and our financial situation here.
Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. Well, what do you know? Another Free Ball Friday is just about to be in the books. But before we close things out, I do want to thank Metal Talk Radio for joining me and hanging out with me for the last half of the show.
No problem, bro. No problem.
Yeah, man. Good times as per usual. And we have a couple of minutes left. PJ Creamer. All right. So if you guys are just joining us, PJ Creamer is going to go protest somewhere tomorrow. And he wants to figure out his game plan. And PJ, this is what I think. I think you should go with the anti-war angle. Remind them of the anti-war movement. Remember 5 years ago or whenever it was, when Bush was at the height of his unpopularity with this Iraq war. Those people that were on the streets, it seemed like every weekend at least one major city would have a protest. And those anti-war people, once Pelosi and Reid got in charge, and then Obama got in, they kind of disappeared. And I think the liberals have to get. You don't want to take the angle like you're being. They don't want you. If you're gonna like make fun of them or just be mean, you're not gonna win any friends. I mean, and if that's what it's all about, then you know I'm not even interested in what else you have to say. It doesn't even matter if I agree with you on stuff. If you're just going out there to just make fun of the other side, then it's just that's just lame. But if you're going out there to convince the other side that you're right, then I think you should find the common ground that you have with them and go from that angle. So I'm saying go for the soft spot, go for the anti-war angle. So there you have it.
Hey, this is Rick Castle. I'm on PJ Creamer's microphone, and I'm going out tomorrow to protest with him, and you're absolutely right, and that's the angle I'm trying to get across as well. Is we're not against the unions. It's just saying, hey, redirect your anger. Why are we broke? Why can't you get your pension paid for? It's because we're 11 years into a war that nobody bothered to understand what we were getting into when we started this thing. We're just now paying for it, and that's all we're saying is, don't bitch at us to carry the bill. Just get behind, write your local congressman, do what you got to do. But the war is here, and it's wrong, and we need to stop it, and then maybe you'll have a little bit more money in your pension.
Well, I want to ask him, what do you think should go on our anti-war protest signs? I was thinking, like, don't tread on me on the bottom, and then on top, welcome to paying for a war. And then I was going to kind of yell at him with the megaphone, hey, you know what, guys? We are paying for a war finally 11 years later. I'm just surprised that the American public has been allowed to wait this long. That's kind of my message tomorrow. My message is, why don't you people wake up and stop trying to take from my public bag and my options and benefits? Why don't you people wake up and realize that the real corporate here is your economic stimulus, which guarantees each and every one of us at least $60,000 worth of debt.
All right, there you have it. Yeah, no more war. Let's make peace and love and no war. And let's have everybody keep their money and spend it as they please. And more than anything, let's just bring our boys home. I'm Vince in the Bay. And the girls, too, that are out there. No offense, ladies. I know you're out there as well. Anyways, I'm Vince of the Bay, signing off again. Another fantastic Free Ball Friday. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you to my callers, Goofy Bone, Cowpote, Metal Talk Radio, Moses, Easy Rider, PJ Creamer, and everybody who tuned in to the live broadcast, all the guest listeners, people in the chat, AVA Indiana, Metal Talk Radio, PJ Creamer. I'm Vincent the Bay. Check me out tomorrow night. I think tomorrow night might actually be the Bunga Bunga party. If I'm not having a real life Bunga Bunga party.
Bunga Bunga party.
Right. If I'm not having a real life Bunga Bunga party, I'm going to have a virtual one with you right here on Blog Talk Radio. So stay tuned for that probably tomorrow night. If not, check me out at regularly scheduled time, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Bunga Bunga Party.
That's it. Peace out. And ladies and gentlemen, keep the faith. Late skates.
you know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.